bitter revelations yesterday, unlikely to produce closure for the victims of a crash a year ago. The National Transportation and Safety Board revealed the results of their almost year-long investigation into the crash of that Colgan Air flight in Buffalo, New York last year. The report said that the crash was caused by pilot error, that it was the pilot's complacency and confusion that resulted in this catastrophe. While the NTSB was looking for answers, aviation reporter Miles O'Brien was conducting his own investigation into that crash and into the whole issue of low-cost flying in the United States. He talked to former Colgan Air pilots, and here's former Colgan pilot Chris Wicken.
The investigation of 3407 opened a window into the lives of regional pilots, where the work is hard and the days are long, says former Colgan pilot Chris Wicken.
It's challenging. It's very challenging. A lot of short routes, a lot of takeoffs, a lot of landings, and going in and out of bad weather, being down low, especially at Colgan, flying the turboprops, you're not flying above the weather, you're flying in the weather. You know, 8, 9, 10 flights a day, it gets to be a very long day.
A very long day. You can hear the voice there of Miles O'Brien reporting that for Frontline, produced by our partner WGBH. The Frontline documentary is called Flying Cheap, and it will air next Tuesday, February 9th. Miles was the reporter on that, and you can hear him in the story there. Miles, right in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So, you know, you looked at Colgan Air, but this is really a portrait of the difficulties and maybe some of the problems unearthed by that Colgan Air crash that relate to low-cost commuter air flying throughout the United States.
Yeah, a lot of people picking up their papers or surfing the web this morning are going to see a headline which says it was pilot error which caused that crash a year ago.
Right.
But it's much deeper and much broader than that. That's what our investigation found out. What we've had happen here without really realizing it is the airline industry has evolved into an outsourcing model.
Right.
And now fully 51% of all the flying in this country is done by these small regional or commuter airlines. And the big question is there two standards of safety with this system? Are these smaller regional airlines, are they at the same levels that their big players are? When you get in an airplane with that Continental logo, you think you're getting Continental
right.
service and safety. Not so.
So the system of hubs that we're familiar with when we travel has also produced this system of mini sort of air routes that sort of make up for the deficiencies that the hub system doesn't serve.
Precisely. This goes back to deregulation and the whole
right.
idea of hub and spoke and how do you feed those hubs.
And here's another pilot from, I got the pronunciation right, this is Corey Heiser. You interviewed him, right? And he's a Colgan Air pilot who talks about the conditions under which these folks work.
You are only paid when the door's closed and the engines are running. As soon as we block out of the gate, we close that door. That's when we start. All the time we're walking through airports, eating lunch, reading a book, while we wait for airplanes standing at the gate, you know, we're not paid for that time. We may be on duty for 80 hours a week and get paid for 20 of it, if we're lucky.
Again, an excerpt from the WGBH-produced Frontline piece that Miles O'Brien reported. You know, the NTSB said that the pilots in that Colgan Air crash were acting as though the flight was simply a means for them to have a conversation. Does that behavior come out of this idea that we're struggling, we're working long hours, hand-to-mouth, flying is often an afterthought?
Well, first off, nothing excuses the actions of those pilots.
Sure.
That was one of the most egregious cases of pilot error and inattention I can imagine. I read these transcripts all the time. I've never read anything quite like that. Having said that, what we discovered is the foundation, the roots of this, are a system which treats these pilots poorly. They're not paid well. They're tired. They're in a system which, as one of the pilots told us, says push the rig, move the rig. The regionals get paid only if they fly from point A to point B within a certain period of time, arrive on time. It has nothing to do with anything else as far as their payment. They don't have a situation where safety is rewarded.
So they may be in a nice uniform up there in the cockpit, but it feels like a sweatshop to them in their lives.
Sweatshop is a good term, and that has come to mind many times in doing this.
Here's Corey Heiser again describing what you actually conclude in this documentary is a two-tiered pay scale between the regional carriers and the major carriers.
My first year was, I made a little over $22,000 gross.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put into the fact that you have, you know, mortgages and rent for a crash pad, student loan payments, car insurance and whatnot. You know, by the time it all got said and done, we're literally starving at the end of the day.
Now, again, you want to stress that no matter what your financial situation, it doesn't excuse pilot error or negligence in the cockpit. But maybe flying consumers should know a few of these details.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We all want that cheap ticket. And I think we're getting what we're paying for at this point. We've created a system that is not as safe as we think it is. And that airplane, that smaller airplane that may have that major airline logo on it, is not flying under the same set of standards that you're used to.
So what's the upgrade here? What's the way, and literally it is an upgrade?
Well, this cries out for some government intervention. The FAA needs to step in and raise the minimum standards, because the regionals do meet their minimum standards. The majors just go above and beyond what the FAA requires. So it's important for the FAA to step in here and change the rules on fatigue, perhaps address these issues of pilot pay,
Hold on pilot pay for a second. Do you think a pilot is a safer pilot if he's salaried rather than punching the clock every time he gets into the cockpit?
If you're making $16,000 a year and you got to live in Seattle with your parents and commute all the way across the country to sign in at Newark in the morning in order to get on your plane, are you safer? No.
All right.
That's an untenable situation.
All right. So any likelihood that the government is going to address these things?
This is a watershed accident. There is a lot of action right now. We got to hold them to accountable for this, because we need some change.
Small plane, big issue. Miles O'Brien, a friend of The Takeaway, science and aviation reporter. He's the reporter in a new documentary, Flying Cheap. It airs February 9th on our partners WGBH in Boston, the Frontline program. Coming up, we host the Super Bowl of Food, and we make a party menu with flavors of Miami, New Orleans, and Indianapolis. Hey, thanks for coming by, Miles.
Pleasure.